Side by Side, Second Edition, by Stephen J. Malinsky and Bill Bliss. Published by Prentice Hall Regents. Book 3, Chapter 1, Page 2. They're busy. Listen.
Are you busy?
Yes, I am. I'm studying.
What are you studying?
I'm studying English.
Do exercises 1 through 9. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 1. We'll begin.
Is Helen busy?
Yes, she is. She's cooking.
What's she cooking?
She's cooking spaghetti.
2. We'll begin. Is Tom busy?
Yes, he is. He's reading.
What's he reading?
He's reading the newspaper.
3. We'll begin.
Are Bobby and Judy busy?
Yes, they are. They're studying.
What are they studying?
They're studying mathematics.
4. We'll begin.
Are you busy?
Yes, I am. I'm typing.
What are you typing?
I'm typing a letter.
5. We'll begin. Are you and your brother busy?
Yes, we are. We're cleaning.
What are you cleaning?
We're cleaning the basement.
6. You begin.
Is Jane busy?
Yes, she is. She's knitting.
What's she knitting?
She's knitting a sweater.
7. You begin.
Are Mr. and Mrs. Watson busy?
Yes, they are. They're baking.
What are they baking?
They're baking cookies.
8. You begin.
Is Beethoven busy?
Yes, he is. He's composing.
What's he composing?
He's composing a new symphony.
9. You begin.
Is Whistler busy?
Yes, he is. He's painting.
What's he painting?
He's painting a portrait of his mother.
Page 3. What are they doing? Listen.
What are you doing?
I'm practicing the piano.
Do you practice the piano very often?
Yes, I do. I practice the piano whenever I can.
Do exercises 1 through 8. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 1. We'll begin.
What's Edward doing?
He's baking bread.
Does he bake bread very often?
Yes, he does. He bakes bread whenever he can.
2. We'll begin.
What's Janet doing?
She's swimming.
Does she swim very often?
Yes, she does. She swims whenever she can.
3. We'll begin.
What are Mr. and Mrs. Green doing?
They're cleaning their apartment.
Do they clean their apartment very often?
Yes, they do. They clean their apartment whenever they can.
4. We'll begin. What are you doing?
I'm reading Shakespeare.
Do you read Shakespeare very often?
Yes, I do. I read Shakespeare whenever I can.
5. You begin.
What are you and your friend doing?
We're studying English.
Do you study English very often?
Yes, we do. We study English whenever we can.
6. You begin.
What's Mary doing?
She's writing to her grandparents.
Does she write to her grandparents very often?
Yes, she does. She writes to her grandparents whenever she can. 7. You begin.
What's your neighbor doing?
He's playing baseball with his son.
Does he play baseball with his son very often?
Yes, he does. He plays baseball with his son whenever he can.
8. You begin.
What are Mr. and Mrs. Baker doing?
They're doing aerobics.
Do they do aerobics very often?
Yes, they do. They do aerobics whenever they can.
Page 4. Do you like to ski? Listen.
Do you like to ski?
No, I don't. I'm not a very good skier.
Do exercises 1 through 9. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
Does Jim like to dance?
2. No, he doesn't. He isn't a very good dancer.
3.
Does Rita like to sing?
No, she doesn't. She isn't a very good singer.
3. Do Mr. and Mrs. Brown like to skate?
No, they don't. They aren't very good skaters.
4.
Do you like to type?
No, I don't. I'm not a very good typist.
5.
Do you and your friend like to play tennis?
No, we don't. We aren't very good tennis players.
6.
Does Shirley like to swim?
No, she doesn't. She isn't a very good swimmer.
7.
Does David like to study?
No, he doesn't. He isn't a very good student.
8. Do you like to play sports?
No, I don't. I'm not a very good athlete.
9.
Does Marvin like to cook?
No, he doesn't. He isn't a very good cook. 5. Practicing. Listen.
My sisters, my brother, and I are busy this afternoon. We're staying after school, and we're practicing different things. I'm practicing tennis. I practice tennis every day after school. My tennis coach tells me I'm an excellent tennis player. And my friends tell me I play tennis better than anyone else in the school. I want to be a professional tennis player when I grow up. That's why I practice every day. My brother Jimmy is practicing football. He practices football every day after school. His football coach tells him he's an excellent football player, and his friends tell him he plays football better than anyone else in the school. Jimmy wants to be a professional football player when he grows up. That's why he practices every day. My sister Susan is practicing the violin. She practices the violin every day after school. Her music teacher tells her she's an excellent violinist, and her friends tell her she plays the violin better than anyone else in the school. Susan wants to be a professional violinist when she grows up. That's why she practices every day. My sisters Patty and Melissa are practicing ballet. They practice ballet every day after school. Their dance teacher tells them they're excellent ballet dancers, and their friends tell them they dance ballet better than anyone else in the school. Patty and Melissa want to be professional ballet dancers when they grow up. That's why they practice every day.
Page 6. Listening. Listen and choose the best answer. 1.
What are you doing?
2.
Do you swim very often?
3.
Are you a good cook?
4.
What's Tom cooking?
5.
Who cooks in your family?
6.
Do they like to study?
7.
Does he want to be a violinist?
8.
Are you and your brother busy this afternoon?
9.
Does Mrs. King like to swim?
10.
What's Peter reading?
7. How often? Listen to the first model. Who are you calling?
I'm calling my brother in Chicago.
How often do you call him?
I call him every Sunday evening.
Listen to the second model.
What are George and Herman talking about?
They're talking about their grandchildren.
How often do they talk about them?
They talk about them all the time.
Do exercises 1 through 9. In your answers, use every week. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 1. We'll begin.
Who is Mrs. Lopez calling?
She's calling her daughter in San Francisco.
How often does she call her?
She calls her every week.
2. We'll begin.
Who are you writing to?
I'm writing to my uncle.
How often do you write to him?
I write to him every week.
3. We'll begin.
Who is Walter visiting?
He's visiting his neighbors across the street.
How often does he visit them?
He visits them every week.
4. We'll begin.
Who is Mrs. Morgan writing to?
She's writing to her son in the army.
How often does she write to him?
She writes to him every week. 5. We'll begin.
Who is Mr. Davis arguing with?
He's arguing with his landlord.
How often does he argue with him?
He argues with him every week.
6. You begin.
What are the students talking about?
They're talking about their teachers.
How often do they talk about them?
They talk about them every week.
7. You begin.
What are you complaining about?
We're complaining about our electric bill.
How often do you complain about it?
We complain about it every week.
8. You begin. Who is Mr. Crabapple shouting at?
He's shouting at his employees.
How often does he shout at them?
He shouts at them every week.
9. You begin.
Who is Little Red Riding Hood visiting?
She's visiting her grandmother.
How often does she visit her?
She visits her every week.
End of chapter 1. Side by Side, Second Edition, Book 3, Chapter 2, Page 12. Did they sleep well last night? Listen.
Did Henry sleep well last night?
Yes, he did. He was very tired.
Why? What did he do yesterday?
He cleaned his apartment all day. Do exercises 1 through 8. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 1. We'll begin.
Did you sleep well last night?
Yes, I did. I was very tired.
Why? What did you do yesterday?
I studied English all day.
2. We'll begin.
Did Gloria sleep well last night?
Yes, she did. She was very tired.
Why? What did she do yesterday?
She worked hard all day.
3. We'll begin.
Did David and Jeff sleep well last night?
Yes, they did. They were very tired.
Why? What did they do yesterday?
They washed windows all day.
4. We'll begin.
Did Miss Henderson sleep well last night?
Yes, she did. She was very tired.
Why? What did she do yesterday?
She taught all day. 5. You begin.
Did Mr. and Mrs. Warren sleep well last night?
Yes, they did. They were very tired.
Why? What did they do yesterday?
They looked for an apartment all day.
6. You begin.
Did Jack sleep well last night?
Yes, he did. He was very tired.
Why? What did he do yesterday?
He rode his bicycle all day.
7. You begin.
Did Irene sleep well last night?
Yes, she did. She was very tired.
Why? What did she do yesterday?
She wrote letters all day.
8. You begin.
Did the president sleep well last night?
Yes, he did. He was very tired.
Why? What did he do yesterday?
He met important people all day.
Page 13. Did Mrs. Clark shout at her son? Listen to the first model.
Did Mrs. Clark shout at her son?
Yes, she did. She was angry.
Listen to the second model.
Did Sam do well on his exam?
No, he didn't. He wasn't prepared.
Do exercise 1 based on the first model. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin.
Did Mary Lou cry a lot when her dog ran away?
Yes, she did. She was upset.
Do exercise 2 based on the second model. We'll begin.
Did Catherine sleep well last night?
No, she didn't. She wasn't tired.
Do exercises 3 through 8. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 3.
Did you fall asleep during the lecture?
Yes, I did. I was bored.
4.
Did Mr. and Mrs. Mason finish their dinner last night?
No, they didn't. They weren't hungry. Five.
Did Gregory forget his lines during the school play?
Yes, he did. He was nervous.
6.
Did they have anything to drink after dinner last night?
No, they didn't. They weren't thirsty.
7. Did Tommy cover his eyes during the science fiction movie?
Yes, he did. He was scared.
8.
Did George and his brother leave on the 2 o'clock train?
No, they didn't. They weren't on time.
14. How did John break his arm? Listen.
How did John break his arm?
He broke it while he was playing tennis.
Do exercises 1 through 10. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
How did Sally break her leg?
2. She broke it while she was skiing down a mountain. 3.
How did Martin lose his wallet?
He lost it while he was playing baseball with his son.
3. How did Peggy meet her husband?
She met him while she was reading in the library one day.
4.
How did Mr. and Mrs. Thompson burn themselves?
They burned themselves while they were baking cookies.
5.
How did Walter cut himself?
He cut himself while he was shaving.
6.
How did Alan get a black eye?
He got a black eye while he was arguing with his neighbor.
7.
How did Martha cut herself?
She cut herself while she was preparing dinner.
8.
How did Rita rip her pants?
She ripped them while she was doing her daily exercises.
9.
How did Fred meet his wife?
He met her while he was waiting for the bus one day.
10.
How did Presto the magician hurt himself?
He hurt himself while he was practicing a new magic trick.
16. Difficult experiences. Listen. Miss Henderson usually teaches very well, but she didn't teach very well this morning. In fact, she taught very badly. While she was teaching, her supervisor was sitting at the back of the room and watching her. It was a very difficult experience for Miss Henderson. She realized she wasn't teaching very well, but she couldn't do anything about it. She was too nervous. Stuart usually types very well, but he didn't type very well today. In fact, he typed very badly. While he was typing, his boss was standing behind him and looking over his shoulder. It was a difficult experience for Stuart. He realized he wasn't typing very well, but he couldn't do anything about it. He was too upset. The Johnson brothers usually sing very well, but they didn't sing very well last night. In fact, they sang very badly. While they were singing, their parents were sitting in the audience and waving at them. It was a difficult experience for the Johnson brothers. They realized they weren't singing very well, but they couldn't do anything about it. They were too embarrassed. The president usually speaks very well, but he didn't speak very well this afternoon. In fact, he spoke very badly. While he was speaking, several demonstrators were standing at the back of the room and shouting at him. It was a difficult experience for the president. He realized he wasn't speaking very well, but he couldn't do anything about it. He was too angry. Page 18. Listening. Listen and choose the best answer. 1.
Did you do well at your job interview yesterday?
2.
What did your children do this morning?
3.
What was she doing when she broke her arm?
4.
What was his supervisor doing?
5.
Sally, why did you fall asleep during class?
6.
Why didn't you finish your dinner?
19. Tell me about your vacation. Listen to exercise 1.
Did you go to Paris?
No, we didn't.
Where did you go?
We went to Rome.
Do exercises 2 through 16. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 2. We'll begin.
Did you get there by boat?
No, we didn't.
How did you get there?
We got there by plane.
3. We'll begin.
Did your plane leave on time?
No, it didn't.
How late did it leave?
It left 2 hours late.
4. We'll begin.
Did you have good weather during the flight?
No, we didn't.
What kind of weather did you have?
We had terrible weather.
Five. We'll begin.
Did you stay in a big hotel?
No, we didn't.
What kind of hotel did you stay in?
We stayed in a small hotel.
Six. We'll begin.
Did you eat in fancy restaurants?
No, we didn't.
Where did you eat?
We ate in cheap restaurants.
Seven. We'll begin.
Did you speak Italian?
No, we didn't.
What language did you speak?
We spoke English.
Eight. We'll begin.
Did you take many pictures?
No, we didn't.
How many pictures did you take?
We took just a few pictures.
Nine. We'll begin.
Did you buy any clothing?
No, we didn't.
What did you buy?
We bought souvenirs.
10. You begin.
Did you swim in the Mediterranean?
No, we didn't.
Where did you swim?
We swam in the pool at our hotel.
11. You begin.
Did you see the Colosseum?
No, we didn't.
What did you see?
We saw the Vatican.
12. You begin.
Did you travel around the city by taxi?
No, we didn't.
How did you travel around the city?
We traveled around the city by bus.
13. You begin.
Did you send postcards to your friends?
No, we didn't.
Who did you send postcards to?
We sent postcards to our relatives.
Fourteen. You begin.
Did you write to them about the monuments?
No, we didn't.
What did you write to them about?
We wrote to them about the weather.
15. You begin.
Did you meet a lot of Italians?
No, we didn't.
Who did you meet?
We met a lot of other tourists.
16. You begin.
Did you come home by plane?
No, we didn't.
How did you come home?
We came home by boat.
End of chapter 2.
听力课堂，欢迎你！
听力课堂，欢迎你！
听啊，点儿啊。